And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Today, Sarah McCormick and Sophia Jama work together at a refugee resettlement and resource organization. Sophia, a Somalian refugee and mother of nine, is referred to by many of her colleagues as Hoyo, the Somali word for mother. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, Sarah invites Hoyo to share some of what she's learned on her path from refugee to today, working to resettle others.
I wanted to do this kind of a job because I didn't have that assistance when I came. So I thought that is something that I really would like to do, and I did it.
And you've been doing that for 16 years. I mean, out of the agency of maybe 60 employees, you're one of the most senior people. So what do you think has kept you going for such a long time?
The thing is, for me, I go overboard when I'm helping somebody who is new, because I know where, you know, what people go through and, you know, what they are running from, because I have been in that situation. And that gives me maybe the energy that I keep going, because people don't stay this job for a long time, because you get exhausted emotionally, physically. For me, I think I don't see all that. I just see that this person will be in good place if I help him. If that is the least that I could do, is hold somebody's hand for a couple of months, I would do that gladly until maybe the agency let me go and said, you are too old, go away.
I don't think that will happen.
I know, but I mean, I really love to do this.
What do you think that refugees bring with them that is positive, that benefits the people who are already here?
I serve honest, hardworking, willing to do anything to support their family and to be in a safe place. That's all they want, and that's the people we resettle. I don't see people who are going to be a problem to here or to the government. They contribute so much. They are tax-paying people. They own their homes. They have businesses.
So you see people coming and overcoming challenges that most Americans can't imagine and getting that American dream.
And that's what we bring on the table. We just don't come here and create America and take America wealth and then disappear. That's not what we came. We came to be part and parcel of this community and give our contribution.
Yeah, I get the privilege to go to the airport to welcome new folks. And sometimes it's late on a school night, but it's such a beautiful thing to get to see people emerge from the plane. And it's such a leap of faith to get on a plane and you just hope somebody will be there at the other side to receive you. And then to get to take people and just get them started on their new life is such an incredible experience.
In my culture, unless somebody in that house tells you welcome, you are not welcome. The thing that made me apply for my citizenship was, one day I was sitting with my grandchildren in downtown Decatur, and then a young man came from a bus. He walked towards me and he said, welcome to America. I cried, because nobody ever told me welcome to America. So all it takes is for somebody to say welcome.
That was Sophia Jama speaking with Sarah McCormick. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with New American Pathways and the Atlanta History Center. To book a time with a friend or a loved one at the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, you can visit us online at wabe.org/StoryCorps.